Hey, this is Meredith's husband. I've got some SEO advice for you, but I'm going to keep it really simple so that you can understand it, so it makes sense, and most importantly, so you can actually use it.
Health, 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 health.
Healthy SEO habits.
Health for the...
We're talking about quality today and how, yes, how you can improve consistently the quality of your website.
Yeah.
And just
you
like,
always can.
You
There's
can.
Always
you always
something
can.
You can
yes.
do. Always. If
just,
you're thinking, wow, you can always do something. Sorry. I'm going to let you speak now. How about that?
Thank you. It's just like your photography.
Yeah.
You can always make your photography better, right? Your
yeah.
photography is better now than it was a year ago and
mm-hmm.
5 years ago and 10 years ago. You don't get to a point where you're like, okay, I never need learn how to do anything different with photography. I'm done.
No.
Same thing with your website.
That's exciting.
Because if you don't do this, and this is actually what most people do, is they, you know, recreate their website, they relaunch their website, and then they don't do anything to it for 5 years, and it becomes embarrassing.
Like mine.
We all do this, to be honest. This is a very common thing. But you can avoid this by just, like we're going to talk about, implementing a healthy SEO habit
okay.
to maintain the quality and improve the quality of your site.
Okay. Let us in to this secret world.
So the first thing that you got to keep in mind.
Are we on number four?
You know, I'm not going to do the numbers
okay.
because I realized, you know, I numbered them in the beginning.
Yeah.
In the first episode. And then these episodes are
consequential, consecutive,
are labeled like part one, part two, part three. But the first one was just the summary.
Right.
So then episode part two was the first one. So
right.
I don't want to,
yeah.
it's like so, this is just the next
floor,
one.
Is that
yeah.
number one or is it the
right.
floor above? If we're here?
Right. So when you are trying to improve the quality of your website, you're going to want to start. You're going to want to start somewhere, right?
Yeah.
You're going to want to get information. Remember, we talked earlier about if you don't have good information, you can't make good decisions.
Yes.
So some of this information, where you're going to make improvements, you're going to get from the measurement portion, looking at Google Analytics, mm-hmm. Google Search Console, maybe a little bit of SEMrush. And the example I used is look to see which of your blogs are getting the most traffic from Google. Those would be
right.
landing pages in Google Analytics.
Okay. So if you go to Google Analytics, you'll be able to see which pages get the best
yeah.
traffic?
You go, yeah. You click on reports, engagement, landing pages. It'll tell you what your top landing pages are.
Great.
That's a good way to say or to see, oh, hey, these blogs are the ones that are pulling traffic. So how can I make them better? How can I make them stronger? How can I make sure to get people engaged when they get to my site? So you can look at those blogs and think, is it something you can improve? Can you add to it? Can you add images? Can you make it more detailed or offer more resources? Stuff like that.
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
When you say you want people to engage more, what does that mean?
Right. So there used to be a metric called bounce rate when you look at analytics.
Yeah.
The bounce rate tells you how many people just landed on your site and then left without doing anything. They didn't engage. Google, when they switched over to the new GA4, they started calling it engagement rate. I think because people talk about engagement on social media and engagement just it's more
engaging.
More buzzy nowadays. Yeah, people are talking more about engagement than bouncing. Bouncing is a negative, and I think they just didn't want to frame it as a negative.
Good. I like that.
So honestly, engagement is just the opposite of the bounce rate.
Okay.
So you want a high engagement.
Right. And Google knows like.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. They know. I know what you're going to ask.
What are you going to ask?
Somebody, a visitor who clicks on something is engaged. If they stay longer than 30 seconds, they are engaged. If they come to your blog page and then they don't do anything and they leave, they are not engaged.
Got it.
That's a bounce.
Perfect.
So you want to improve the engagement. You want to keep people longer.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
And you can also, if you're trying to improve the overall quality of your website, you can also remove the things that are not performing. If you have a blog post that nobody is visiting or that has a 95% bounce rate, like people are leaving, nobody seems to like it, you can get rid of it or you can replace it. Maybe you can update it and re-release it, or maybe you can combine it with another blog. If you do that, just be aware, whenever you remove a blog or whether you combine it or just delete it entirely, you need to place a redirect.
Right. I was just going to say that.
Right. So those are some things you can do with the landing page information from Google Analytics. You can also look at Google Search Console Or you can use the dashboard I use. I will link it below. And it pulls out your low-hanging keywords, the keywords that are ranking on page two. Now, those you can go to and you can say, hey, how can I strengthen these pages a little bit? How can I optimize them a little bit better for this keyword? How can I link to this page more often in my website? Those are things that are going to improve the ranking for that page that's already ranking on page two, hopefully pushing it up to page one.
Okay.
That's an example of how you might take information from Google Search Console and make improvements.
Thank you.
Okay, next.
Yes.
Something that you want to pay attention to. And this is something that you should revisit. I don't want to say monthly, but this is something you should pay attention to over
pay
time.
Pay attention to.
You can pay a pension.
Pay attention to.
Pay attention. You said something naughty. Your CTAs and your conversion flow.
Yeah.
So how are you bringing people through your website?
Yeah.
Are your buttons good? Are they enticing?
Is it clear what you want the person to do?
Yeah. This is something that in my world, people do a lot of A-B split testing.
What does that mean?
A-B split testing is when you put some code on your website. So if, let's say you get 100 visitors to a particular page and you want to test the text on your button.
Okay.
Or let's make it even more simple. Let's say you want to test a red button and a blue button and you want to see which one gets more clicks.
Oh.
So 100
does that
people
make a difference?
It can, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Orange and green are the best colors.
Okay.
That's tested. So you get 100 people.
Yeah.
So you get 100 people to this page. You have a little bit of code on there that you can send 50% to a page with a red button and 50% to a page with a blue button. Now, they're actually seeing the same page, but
right.
50% are going to see red, 50% are going to see blue. So now you have a test. It's an A-B split test.
Got it.
And you can compare those conversion rates. Now, 100 is probably not. You would want to do at least 1,000 probably.
Yeah.
So the issues with A-B split testing, it takes some time. It takes some skill. You got to have a decent amount of traffic, and it also costs money. So it's not a very simple thing to do. If you're not getting thousands of visitors per month, it's probably not going to be very useful. But what you can do is just ask a friend.
Hey!
You can't really test red versus blue. Or you could say, hey, you could make two mock-ups and say, do you like red or blue? Or you could just ask a friend, hey, is my navigation clear to you?
Right.
What do you think of my contact form? Does it make sense? Is anything confusing?
Can you walk through and pretend that you want to hire me?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Now, I've actually never done that, but I can't see any reason why it wouldn't work. And if you like that idea, there is also, is a friend going to be honest with you? Are they going to,
You got to pick the right friend.
Right. They have services online where you can just, you pay and they will send, say, 50 people to a website. And these people are strangers and they do this for a living. They evaluate things and they give feedback.
Hmm. How do you find those things?
I'll link one below.
Oh.
I've used a couple of these. Like okay. I said, I normally do the A-B split testing approach, but this is a more objective way. And for a much smaller amount of money, you can get some feedback.
There you go. Let your friends live their life.
Yeah. Or you can ask your friend too. Or
your friends are busy.
Or your spouse.
Let's not get that.
Okay. Another thing that I actually do quite often with my own site. Hopefully, it's a good one.
That's good. Nice.
I use the site command. I go to Google and I type in site, S-I-T-E, colon, the name of my domain. And then I look at all my titles. It's going to display only in Google. You're going to see it looks like a normal Google page, but it's just going to be your site, all the pages from your site. So then look at all your titles, the big blue lines, and say, hey, how do they look? Are any of them being truncated? If they're too long, they're going to be cut off.
Right.
Now, there's no penalty in terms of SEO for that happening. But if you have a title that's the end is getting cut off, there's nobody in the world that is going to see the rest of that title.
Here's my question, though. Would you rather see the whole title or is there the enticement of, ooh, what else does this say?
Well, that's...
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. So that's judgment. That's going to... If you're looking at it and you think, oh, hey, that's cut off and it doesn't look right, then fix it. Change it.
Right.
If it's cut off in a place that you think, oh, hey, that makes it enticing, then that's fine.
Oh,
Okay. So that's where you got to kind of use it, your judgment, and just look at those titles. And some of them will jump out and it will be obvious that you don't like them for some reason. Yeah. Fix those ones. And know that when you fix them, it's going to be at least a couple weeks, or most likely at least a couple weeks, before they are updated in Google. Google doesn't change. It won't change tomorrow.
So they have a lot of things to look at.
Yeah. They have a lot of websites to read. Some of them they do every day.
Yeah.
Yours and mine, they probably don't.
Yeah, fair enough. That's okay.
So they have their own rhythm, which they establish with every website, and they'll probably come back every week or 2 weeks or month, or if you're never changing your site, they will come back every 6 months. Who knows?
Hmm.
So that's why this is a habit and it's not a one-time fix.
Got it.
So
yeah.
Do this again a month from now.
Yeah.
And over time, those titles are going to look better and better.
This is true. Polish them up.
That's important because that's where people are clicking from Google. That title, that's how people decide if they're going to visit your site.
I know. That's so exciting.
Thank you for pretending that's exciting. And last.
Yes.
Oh, that was the last one.
Oh, nice. That was good.
Actually, no, that was terribly anticlimactic.
It's okay.
I'll tell you what I do. Here's the process I use. Whenever I have a new project, I'll tell you what I do to sort of evaluate the quality. And it's not very difficult.
Okay.
Open up your website.
Yes.
Pretend you're a user.
Yeah.
Try to imagine that you don't know this website very well. Yeah, I know.
Can you tell the wood from the
tree? But this is gonna help. So you can only look at the headlines.
Mm.
The navigation menu, the menu at the top, the buttons, and the images.
Mm.
You can't read any of the text. Don't look at any of the text. Does your website still make sense? Can you still navigate through it? Is it still obvious what you're offering to people?
If it's not,
that's something that's going to need to be improved. Because if it doesn't make sense to you, it's not going to make sense to Google either.
Especially if you made it.
I have seen websites that they try to be creative, which I love. I love trying to be creative and being different. But if the headline of a page is cutesy poo and the button is let's dance, Google's not going to know what that's about.
It has to make sense. Back to square one.
Yeah. That's the last one.
There we go. Definitely always end with cutesy poo and let's dance.
Let's dance. Oh my goodness. I'm going to hear that for the rest of the night.
Shoes and dance.
Okay. I'll see you later.
Let's sway. Hey, thank you so much for listening. We really hope that you find this helpful and useful. And if you do, what you could do for us as a thanks would be to, drumroll please, yes, leave a review. Yes, everybody says it, I know, but it really does make a difference. Take 3 seconds, leave as many stars, say something really nice about what you like about the podcast and maybe why other people would like it. It would mean the world to us, especially my husband. That better? All right, I'm going to try one where I'm not going to be charming.